Thank you, Mike. And I'm going to move right into the Finance and Building and Grounds Committee meeting. It's November 19th, 2012. And present this evening are myself, Mary Westfall, other council members, Doug Hayne, Mark Lutke, Todd Milner, Katie Capellini, Mike Brown, Sandy Hussman, as well as Law Director Jim Moan, Mayor Craig Stow, Toby Schroyer, Kevin Aller, Bill Sanford, and many guests with us this evening. The time is 6:50, and our subject matter tonight is the Maplewood Marketplace. And I'm going to open this up by asking for help from Jim Moan.
I can start with this one. I know you're all familiar with the Maplewood Marketplace. The city's operated that for a number of years and spent money in the past to develop the front of the building into office space and the restaurant. However, the rear of the building remains to this day an unfinished garage that we have rented at very low rate in the past and is now empty. The city has received interest in that space from an office type user, a very viable tenant that would like to see that space improved and bring $1 million payroll into our downtown. It's just not the payroll, it's the extra traffic downtown, the extra people using the stores, visiting the restaurants, and providing more of a destination to the downtown. But in order to bring him in there, we're going to have to provide improvements to that space, as we've done to the front of the building in the past. Those improvements will allow us to bring in a rent increase that will help us provide new operating funds for the Historical Village Commission as well. But the price tag that we have an estimate on for improving the back of that building is about $500,000. How many square feet is it, Jim?
Well, the entire unit that they wish to occupy is 6,500 square feet, which also includes the adjacent space presently occupied by Defiant.
An architectural firm has worked with this prospective business and designed the space for them and come back with an estimate to us that it's about $500,000. The way we've done these improvements in the Maplewood Marketplace before is that we fund those out of our capital improvement fund and then arrange for amortizing the loan repayment back into the capital improvements fund over a specific period of years. The first time we did it for the front of the building, we amortized it over 20 years, and we're down to, I believe, 13 years have gone by, and we've got 7 years left to go. Is that accurate?
It's either 20 or 25 years.
Okay.
They've been very good on making their payments, and
right,
we're well down the road, 13 years ago.
This is an expenditure of $500,000 that we're asking you to consider. But it's not this that we're spending the money. It isn't like we're putting the money into a road that the citizens use, but we have no way of paying it back. This is a situation where it's more of an investment into the building. They are going to pay rent enough on the building space to both amortize and pay back that loan and provide additional rent to help support the Historical Village Commission and also bring those new payroll taxes into town as well as more traffic in the downtown area. So I think that's a good thing to look at. We've been working with this prospective tenant now for several months, and they are anxious to move the project ahead. We have reached a verbal agreement with them on the terms of a new lease. The per square foot cost of the lease, the annual cost of the lease, the number of years, and we have also now the architect's estimate of the improvements to the space. We are not asking you to approve that rent tonight or that lease or to say that we're authorized to proceed with the improvements. What the administration is asking you to do tonight is to authorize the clerk to advertise the improvements for bidding, that we bid those improvements and come back to you on December 17th with a report of the bids, and hopefully at that time we'll be ready to both sign the, authorize the contracts for those improvements and sign a lease with this prospective tenant. Again, it will show a deduct in our capital improvements budget, but it is amortized with outside payments that will come back in and do that, and we'll actually be making a better return on those capital improvement dollars than if we continue to invest them in the current cash accounts at about 0.2%.
Could we see that analysis?
Yes. We don't have it ready yet. We don't have the solid number yet on the cost of the improvements. They're estimated at $500,000, but once we have those bids back, we can give you exact numbers.
I'd be interested in seeing it based on the estimated costs, and you, I'm free to throw in the estimated income revenues so that we can see that this is a positive economic development plan for our community. I don't doubt that it is, but I think it would be worth going through the exercise to see that in black and white.
We have done that, and I believe Mr. Moen can provide you with some preliminary numbers that I've seen. I'm just not ready to say these are the hard and fast numbers when we still have a variable out there. We just reached a verbal agreement on the rent rates today, so we'll need to rework those preliminary numbers and we can share them with you. But I'm not asking for you to approve any of this tonight other than to go out to bid, and we'll find out whether the numbers work.
Mr. Mayor, without revealing the amount of the lease or the agreement, are these market rates at this point? We're not giving this away.
Can I say the rate?
I'd rather just.
I don't want to know the rate. I guess the question.
It is a market rate.
Competitive.
It's competitive. It's actually higher than most of the rates in Sylvania.
Okay. And do we know the term or roughly the term of the lease?
10 years.
Okay. Pretty good.
There's always a risk in this.
Been a lot of negotiations.
We've worked hard at this, and there's always a risk. If the tenant remains in the place for the agreed upon 10 years and makes the rent payments, it's a good deal. There's just no doubt about it. But there is a risk. What if this tenant is not successful? And they're moving a successful business into town, but let's say that they go out of business. Well, even at that point, we would have spent our money improving a building that the city owns, and we can turn around and rent it to somebody else. We are making improvements to a city asset to provide more income in our income tax department and also to support the Sylvania Village, Historic Village. There's a lot of wins in it.
You know, if I may, Mr. Mayor, I think this is exactly what the city is doing in downtown. You know, you made the point earlier, and it's the salient point. Not only does this generate revenue for the historical village, and also tax revenue, it creates more energy downtown. In the immediate term, that would feed customers of Trio and some of our downtown merchants. In the longer term, it would provide so much. So this is, you know, we go to a vibrant middle size downtown, just kind of, you know, we often talk about root learning being an important anchor to our downtown. I have no doubt this is the same kind of thing.
This particular lease became more possible with the city's purchase of those two duplexes north of Maplewood Market Place last year. The plans for this include adding parking spaces behind those two duplexes, not taking down the main trees, not taking down the duplexes, but providing, I believe it's 10 or 14 new parking spaces back there. And this new business is adding a door out to the north so they can have some of those spaces reserved for their use only during the business day, but not all of them. But the rest of them will be there for the restaurant use in the evening or downtown use the rest of the time. Parking is an issue, but those additional parking spaces, which I don't think are going to detract at all from the front appearance from Main Street, we're not going to take down those beautiful trees in the back. This is a win, no doubt about it.
So that was a good decision, too.
Yes, it was.
Do you need a motion to recommend?
At the council meeting tonight, we need authorization to bid, so I need a recommendation to authorize the bid. Sort of authorize the clerk to advertise, yeah. That's all I need tonight.
Is there any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That concludes our business for the Finance and Buildings and Grounds Committee, unless anyone has something they'd like to bring before the group.
Were you going to talk, I thought you were, said you were going to talk about budget, say something?
No, I'm going to schedule a Finance Committee meeting to discuss budget during this council meeting.
Got it, okay.
We already do it and just confirm it, you got the time.
And then just announce it, yeah, so just announce. Okay, make some sense. So, we'd like to certainly meet before the next council meeting, which is the 3rd of December. So I'm looking to the morning of the 28th or 29th.
Neither for me. About the 30th.
That won't work for you, Mark? I bet if we look to the end of the day.
Yeah, so you can ask it.
You know, for me, the best end of the day would be the 26th or 27th.
27th, that's great.
Okay. Do we do, 4:30?
What days are you talking about?
Tuesday, November 27th.
At?
4:30.
Okay.
Would you 5 instead?
5 is fine with me. Would you 5 o'clock?
Oh, good, yeah, better.
5 o'clock Tuesday, November 27th, then.
In this room?
And this is a Finance Committee meeting to consider the 2013 budget.
The Finance Director, Mr. Schreier, is about ready to give council his preliminary budget, and we'll bring it to that meeting. I don't know whether you're intending to send it out a little time ahead or not, but this is for discussion. I'll be present to talk about the progression we're making on the reducing the deficit in the budget, and we're making very good headway on. We have good things to report about getting back to a balanced budget within a couple of years.
So I'll call the meeting for the Finance and Buildings and Grounds Committee adjourned at